Tonight on the PBS program, Now with Bill Moyers, my colleague Scott Simon will talk about the interim government in Afghanistan and whether it's imposing a Taliban-like rule of holy Sharia law. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check the website pbs.org for local listings. Under pressure from the Massachusetts Attorney General, the Boston Archdiocese of the Catholic Church will turn over more details of alleged incidents of priests sexually abusing minors. Prosecutors say they need the information to begin investigations. From member station WBUR, Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
At least two grand juries had already begun investigating the church's failure to release important documents relating to dozens of accusations. Several weeks after the Boston Archdiocese turned over the names of more than 80 priests suspected of abuse, prosecutors had received little else: no victims' names, no locations, no details. Today, Massachusetts Attorney General Tom Riley and five district attorneys met with lawyers for the Boston Archdiocese. He demanded the church provide more specifics.
For these professional prosecutors to do their jobs, they need information. They need the names of the victim. And then they can make decisions as to whether or not any crimes have been committed and whether or not those crimes can be prosecuted.
After the closed meeting, church lawyers agreed to turn over all the information they have in 2 weeks' time. Church lawyers at the meeting today wouldn't speak with reporters. The archdiocese has not responded to calls requesting comment. In the past, Cardinal Bernard Law said the archdiocese didn't give law enforcement officials the alleged victims' names because it wanted to contact them first. Attorney General Riley says the archdiocese also agreed today to release all victims from confidentiality agreements.
They are free, if they wish to come forward and cooperate with law enforcement, they are free to do that, and the archdiocese will do nothing to prevent that or interfere with that relationship.
The church won't say how many civil lawsuits over sex abuse claims it has settled. For one priest, it reportedly paid out more than $10 million in 50 separate suits. The attorney general said district attorneys will be contacting alleged victims through their lawyers. If the victims aren't represented, DA Martha Coakley from Middlesex County urged them to make contact with law enforcement.
We do encourage, however, any victims who have any concerns or interests in approaching our offices or their local police departments to please do so. It is the best way for them to proceed to either determine whether they have a viable case or to put their own case to rest.
Prosecutors say it's unlikely charges will be filed against all of the accused priests because many of the allegations date back 30 to 40 years and fall outside the statute of limitations. But they might be able to be prosecuted in New Hampshire. Law enforcement officials are looking into claims that some Massachusetts priests drove boys to New Hampshire and molested them there. The statute of limitations in New Hampshire may not have expired on those alleged crimes. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov in Boston.